Controlled Substances, Comprehensive Audio Study Guide, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. 1. What is the important factor in drug abuse? The abuser, not the drug. 2. Why is drug abuse of particular importance in the armed forces? Unlike civilians, those in military service have a special dependency on each other. 3. Why are drug abuse offenses prosecuted as violations of the General Article, Article 134, UCMJ? Because no article of the UCMJ specifically deals with drug offenses. 4. What is the maximum punishment under the MCM for narcotic and marijuana offenses, whether they involve use, possession, or sale? Dishonorable discharge and confinement for 10 years for narcotic offenses and a dishonorable discharge and 5 years for marijuana offenses. 4A. What is the legal foundation of the government's fight against abusive drugs and other substances? The Federal Controlled Substances Act, FCSA, Title 11 of the Comprehensive Drug Abuse Prevention and Control Act of 1970. 4B. What number of schedules is used by the FCSA to classify all substances that are in some manner regulated under existing federal law? 5. 4C. What is the threshold issue for controlled substances? Whether the drug or other substance has potential for abuse. 5. What non-narcotic drugs are of interest to the MA in the area of drug abuse? Amphetamines, stimulants, barbiturates, sedatives, certain tranquilizers, and hallucinogens. 6. When were the Drug Abuse Control Amendments added to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938? In 1965. 7. What is the purpose of the Drug Abuse Control Amendments? To eliminate illegal traffic in amphetamines, barbiturates, and drugs of abuse other than narcotics and marijuana. 8. What are controlled substances? A drug or other substance or immediate precursor thereof listed in the current schedules of Title 21, U.S. Code, Section 812. 9. Who exercises jurisdictional control over the Drug Enforcement Agency, DEA? FBI. 10. What are narcotics? Any preparations or derivatives of opium, synthetic narcotics, opiates, or cocaine. 11. What are dangerous drugs, an administrative label? Non-narcotic substances which the Attorney General or designee, after investigation, has found to have and by regulation designates as having a potential for abuse because of their depressant or stimulant effect on the central nervous system or their hallucinogenic effect. 12. What are depressants? Any of several drugs which calm or sedate by acting on the central nervous system. Medical uses include the treatment of anxiety, tension, and high blood pressure. 13. What is a sedative? An agent which quiets or calms activity. 14. What is a stimulant? Any of several drugs which act on the central nervous system, producing excitation, alertness, and wakefulness. 15. What is an hallucinogen? Any of several drugs, popularly called psychedelics, which produce sensations such as distortions of time, space, sound, color, and other bizarre effects. 16. What is hypnotic? An agent that induces sleep. 17. What is the central nervous system? The brain and the spinal cord. 18. What is a convulsion? An involuntary and violent irregular series of contractions of the muscles. 19. What is delirium? A condition characterized by mental excitement, confusion, disordered speech, and often hallucinations. 20. What is drug abuse? Illegal, wrongful, or improper use of any narcotic substance, marijuana, or other dangerous drug, or the illegal or wrongful possession, sale, transfer, delivery, or manufacture of the same. 21. What is a drug abuser? One who has illegally, wrongfully, or improperly used any narcotic substance, marijuana, or dangerous drug, or who has, for whatever reason, illegally or wrongfully possessed, sold, transferred, delivered, or manufactured the same. 22. What is a drug experimenter? One who has illegally, wrongfully, or improperly used drugs for a specific purpose. 23. What is a drug user spree? One who has illegally, wrongfully, or improperly used drugs for kicks or for the experience. Some persons falling under this category may only try drugs a couple of times and cease. 24. What is a drug addict, hardcore? One whose activities revolve almost entirely around drug experiences and securing supplies. 25. What is physical dependence? Physiological adaptation of the body to the presence of the drug. In effect, the body develops a continuing need for the drug. 26. What three conditions must be present in the term drug addict? The individual must have developed a tolerance for the drug. The individual must have developed a psychological or compulsive dependence, and drug effects must be necessary to maintain a state of well-being. And the individual must have developed physiological dependence on the drug, and in the absence of the drug, must exhibit the withdrawal syndrome. 27. What is drug dependence? A state arising from repeated administration of a drug on a periodic or continual basis. 28. What is psychological dependence? An attachment to drug use which arises from a drug's ability to satisfy some emotional or personality need of an individual. This attachment does not require a physical dependence, although physical dependence may seem to reinforce psychological dependence. 29. What is psychosis? A major mental disorder, any serious mental derangement. 30. What is habituation? A condition resulting from the repeated consumption of a drug which includes these characteristics. A. A desire, but not a compulsion, to continue taking the drug for the sense of improved well-being that it engenders. B. Little or no tendency to increase the dose. C. Some degree of psychic dependence on the effect of the drug, but absence of physical dependence and hence no abstinence syndrome. D. A detrimental effect, if any, primarily on the individual. 31. What is potentiator? Potentiation occurs when the combination action of two or more drugs is greater than the sum of the effects of each drug taken alone. 32. What is tolerance? With many drugs, a person must keep increasing the dosage to maintain the same effect. This characteristic is called tolerance. It develops with the barbiturates, with amphetamines and related compounds, and with opiates. 33. What are toxic effects, poisoning? Any substance in excessive amounts can act as a poison or toxin. 34. What are side effects? A given drug may have many actions on the body. Usually one or two of the more prominent actions will be medically useful. 35. What is a supplier? One who furnishes illegally, wrongfully, or improperly to another person for gain any of the drugs defined earlier. 36. What is a casual supplier? One who furnishes illegally, wrongfully, or improperly to another person a small amount of any of the drugs defined herein for the conveniences of the user rather than for gain. 37. What federal law provides action guidelines to the criminal justice, law enforcement, and scientific fields? The Comprehensive Drug Abuse Prevention and Control Act. 38. What federal law establishes a mechanism for the government in its efforts to control production, distribution, and use of specified drugs in the United States? The Controlled Substances Act, Charlie Sierra Alpha. 39. How many schedules are used to classify drugs under 21 U.S.C. Section 812? 5. 40. Which drug schedules are subjected to a variety of controls and include penalties for trafficking? Schedule 1 and 2 drugs. 41. Which drug schedules have a progressively lower potential for abuse in relation to other drugs? Schedule 3, 4, and 5 drugs. 42. What publication should be consulted when attempting to identify capsules, tablets, and pills? The product section of the Physician's Desk Reference, Papa Delta Romeo. 43. What is the PDR? A medical reference book published by the Medical Economics Company. 44. What should the MA remember when a capsule is being compared with the PDR? The contents of that capsule may have been replaced and contain a substance other than that supplied by the manufacturer. Similarly, tablets and pills are often impregnated or laced with other drugs or substances by drug abusers. For this reason, all pills, tablets, and capsules should be field tested. 45. How may the MA obtain a copy of the PDR? One of the most common ways is obtaining a preceding year's copy from a local physician when the physician receives the current edition. 46. According to legal definition, how is the stimulant cocaine considered? As a narcotic. 47. When are the first withdrawal signs usually experienced with the deprivation of narcotics? Shortly before the time of the next scheduled dose. 48. What type of relief is provided by narcotics? Either physical or psychic. 49. What is meant by skin popping in drug abuse? Subcutaneous injection. 50. What is meant by mainlining in drug abuse? Intravenous injection. 51. What are the physical effects of narcotics? Narcotics tend to induce pinpoint pupils and reduce vision, together with drowsiness, apathy, decreased physical activity, and constipation. A larger dose may induce sleep, but there is an increasing possibility of nausea, vomiting, and respiratory depression, the major toxic effect of the opiates. 52. When does the narcotic withdrawal symptom usually disappear without treatment? Normally in 7 to 10 days. 53. What disorders are common among drug addicts because they become preoccupied with the daily round of obtaining and taking drugs and often neglect their health? Malnutrition, infections, and unattended diseases or injuries. 54. What is the main source of the non-synthetic narcotics? The poppy, Papaver somniferum. 55. What is the physical characteristic of most poppy straw concentrate made available commercially? A fine brownish powder with a distinct odor. 56. What is the odor of raw opium? A distinctive and pungent odor. 57. How is morphine obtained from a raw opium base? Through a chemical process. 58. How does morphine usually appear on the illicit market? As a white crystalline powder, but also appears in tablet, capsule, and liquid form. 59. What is the characteristic of morphine? Odorless, tastes bitter, and darkens with age. 60. What is codeine? Another derivative of opium, it appears on the market in tablets, capsules, and liquid form and can be administered orally or by injection. 61. What is the bane? Chemically close to codeine and morphine, it produces a stimulant rather than depressant effect. 62. How much stronger is heroin to morphine in its pure form? About 4 to 5 times, and is normally the drug addict's choice among drugs that cause physical dependence because of its durability of action, whatever the percentage of dose. 63. Describe heroin. Like morphine, it usually appears as a crystalline white powder and may be sold illegally in glassine, aluminum foil packets, or in capsules. It may be a brownish color or in the form of small chunks called rock, which may be red or purplish. Dark heroin usually contains more impurities. Heroin has no odor or taste, and any odor or taste noted is that of the diluent used to cut the heroin. 64. What is the most commonly injected narcotic? Heroin. 65. Normally, how do narcotic abusers start their needle habit? With intradermal injections or scratchings just under the skin. 66. Where may some heroin users inject into the body to prevent needle marks from being seen? Between the toes or behind the knees or under the tongue. 67. What is the purity of most heroin coming from Europe? Over 90% pure. 68. What is the purity of the average street dose of heroin? From 3 to 5%. 69. What is the second oldest semi-synthetic narcotic analgesic? Hydromorphone, most commonly known as Dilaudid. 70. What is the potency of hydromorphone? From 2 to 8 times as great as morphine and is shorter acting and more sedative. 71. What is oxycodone? It is synthesized from the bane and is similar to codeine, but is more potent and with a higher dependence potential. 72. What is paregoric? A camphorated tincture of opium, usually taken for the relief of diarrhea and intestinal pain. 73. What are the two most widely available synthetic narcotics? Meperidine and methadone. 74. What was the first synthetic narcotic? Meperidine, pethidine. 75. What is the commercial name for pethidine? Demerol. 76. How do effects of methadone differ from morphine-based drugs? They have a longer duration of action, lasting up to 24 hours, thereby permitting administration only once a day in heroin detoxification and maintenance programs. 77. What disorders may be relieved by administering prescribed depressants? Anxiety, irritability, and tension, and the symptomatic treatment of insomnia. 78. What is the result of intoxicating doses of depressants? Impaired judgment, slurred speech, and loss of motor coordination. 79. What age group commonly has the largest incident of chronic intoxication? Middle age. 80. What are the symptoms of severe depressant poisoning? Coma, a cold clammy skin, a weak and rapid pulse, and a slow or rapid but shallow respiration. 81. What drugs are often referred to as sleepers or downers because of their depressant and sleep-producing effects on the central nervous system? Barbiturates. 82. What are three of the most sought-after depressant drugs by abusers? Pentobarbital, Nembutal, Secobarbital, Secanol, and Amobarbital, Amitol. 83. What is the onset time of action after administering an intermediate-acting barbiturate? 15 to 40 minutes, and duration of action is up to 6 hours. 84. Why can barbiturates be very dangerous? Because tolerance and physical and mental dependence develop. 85. What is the form for most barbiturates taken by abusers? Orally in tablets or capsules. 86. What are the slang names for pentobarbital and nembutal? Yellow jackets. 87. What are the slang names for secanol and secobarbital? Reds, red devils, red birds, or pink. 88. What are the slang names for amobarbital tablets and capsules? Bluebirds, blue devils, or blue heavens. 89. What are the slang names for tuinol, a mixture of amobarbital and secobarbital? Rainbows, double trouble, or red and blues. 90. What search and seizure action should be taken for members suspected of having unlawfully used drugs? They should be requested to consent to urinalysis testing. For consent to be valid, it must be voluntarily given. 91. Per MRE 312 Delta, when may urinalysis testing be ordered? Whenever there is probable cause to believe that a member has wrongfully used drugs and that a test will produce evidence of such use. 92. When may commanders order urinalysis inspections? Just as they may order any other inspection to determine and make sure of the security, military fitness, and good order and discipline of the command. 93. What methods may commands use to select members or groups of members for urinalysis inspection? Random selection of individual service members from the entire unit or from an identifiable segment or class of that unit. Selection, random or otherwise, of an entire subunit or identifiable segment of a command, and urinalysis testing of an entire unit. 94. What directive contains guidelines on alcohol and drug abuse prevention and control? OPNAV Instruction 5350.4 Series. 95. What approval must be received before a command may conduct a unit sweep and random inspection involving more than 20% of a unit or 200 members? Second echelon approval. 96. What type of fitness for duty test is ordered by a member's CO or OIC whenever the member's behavior, conduct, or involvement in an accident or other incident gives rise to a reasonable suspicion of drug abuse and a urinalysis has not been conducted on a probable cause or consensual basis? Command-directed test. 97. What is aftercare testing? A periodic, command-directed testing of identified drug abusers as part of a plan for continuing recovery following a rehabilitation program. 98. What is surveillance testing? Periodic, command-directed testing of identified drug abusers who do not participate in a rehabilitation program as a means of monitoring for further drug abuse. 99. What is evaluation testing?
command-directed testing when a commander has doubt as to the member's wrongful use of drugs following a laboratory-confirmed urinalysis result. 100. How often should evaluation testing be conducted? Twice a week for a maximum of 8 weeks and is often referred to as a 2x8 evaluation. 101. Who may order urinalysis testing in connection with any formally convened mishap or safety investigation? A CO or any investigating officer. 102. When may the results of a command-directed or fitness-for-duty urinalysis be used against the member for any disciplinary purposes or on the issue of characterization of service in separation proceedings? Only when used for impeachment or rebuttal in any proceeding that evidence of drug abuse has been first introduced by the member. 103. May positive results obtained from a command-directed fitness-for-duty urinalysis be used as a basis for vacation of a suspension of punishment imposed under Article 15 UCMJ or result of court-martial? No. 104. What is the weakest link in the urinalysis program? The collection and custody procedures. 105. Who should be used as observers and unit coordinators in the urinalysis program? Officers and chiefs. 106. Where were illicit drug laboratories first found? In California, and now have been encountered in virtually every other part of the country. 107. Why have clandestine laboratories proliferated? Because of the ease of production and the limited skill needed to operate them. 108. Where are the majority of clandestine laboratories established? In rural areas with relatively modest production capabilities. 109. What are the two most prevalent types of illicit laboratories? Those engaged in the production of methamphetamine and amphetamine. 110. What is a good indication that a drug is being synthesized in an illicit laboratory? The presence of chemicals used in the synthesis of drugs such as solvents. 111. What action should be taken upon discovering an illicit laboratory? Nothing should be disturbed until a qualified chemist and fire department are present. 112. What is a major reason of tracing illicit drug sources? Determining supply outlets. 113. How will direct purchases of drugs be accomplished? By the NCIS for your area. 114. What search action must be taken of an informant before the sale for money or narcotics? Must be strip searched. 115. Why should an informant be strip searched again immediately after the sale for money or narcotics? To assure the informant's integrity. 116. Why should an informant be kept under constant surveillance between the two searches involving the sale for money or narcotics? So the informant's testimony can be corroborated. 117. Why should the apprehension of a drug violator be done as unobtrusively as possible? To prevent the knowledge of the apprehension from reaching his or her collaborators. 118. What should you pay particular attention to when approaching a drug suspect? The suspect's hands. 119. Why should a suspect be required to place their hands directly in the air or behind their heads as soon as possible after apprehension? To prevent further disposal of evidence. 120. Why should you be very careful in questioning heroin addicts and seek medical help if withdrawal symptoms begin? Failure to use these precautions could easily be considered duress by the courts, and any information obtained under these circumstances could be ruled inadmissible. 121. What position should an MA take if it is necessary for a narcotics violator to be apprehended in a building? In a position between the suspect and the bathroom or any sink. 122. What are the limitations on the variety of hiding places for narcotics? Limited only by the ingenuity of the violator. 123. What is the basic precaution when processing drug evidence? Take special care to ensure none of the substance is put in contact with a skin opening or inhaled. 124. What verbiage would you use when referring to substances suspected of being drugs? Refer to the evidence by its physical appearance, such as a white crystalline powder suspected of being cocaine or a vegetable matter suspected of being marijuana. 125. May the positive results of a field test identifying a controlled substance be considered in non-judicial punishment proceedings by the unit's CO? Yes. 126. What are the reliability results of field tests to screen drugs? Extremely reliable, as negative tests, no drug present, but their reliability as positive tests varies in degrees between the different tests. 127. What should always precede field testing of a tablet or capsule? Attempt to identify it in the product section of the PDR. 128. When should you not attempt to field test a tablet or capsule? When only one pill or tablet constitutes all the evidence in a case. 129. What is vital knowledge concerning color reactions in field testing a drug? That many non-controlled substances give color reactions similar to those given by controlled substances. 130. What is the rule for shipping a single package of evidence to a laboratory for analysis? It should never contain evidence from more than one investigation. 131. Why should field testing of a suspected material through sampling never be permitted? Because there is a great danger that poisons might be introduced in a drug or that the material may be a poison. 132. What precautions should be taken when suspected drugs are to be shipped to the laboratory for analysis? Take care to ensure the packaging container is completely sealed and packed so spillage or breaking will not occur in transit. 133. How should tablets and capsules be packed to be shipped to the laboratory for analysis? Must be packed in sterile cotton and placed in a suitable container. 134. Who should the evidence custodian seek advice from before destroying drugs or releasing drugs? The judge advocate. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.